Milkman by Anna Burns is set in an unnamed city, populated for the most part by unnamed people, where to be interesting is dangerous, even deadly. Middle sister, the protagonist, is busy trying to keep her head down, usually buried in a book. And she's intent on keeping her mother in the dark about her maybe boyfriend. But when first brother-in-law starts spreading gossip about her encounter with Milkman, a prominent local paramilitary leader, life for middle sister begins to get rather too interesting for comfort.
The day somebody McSomebody put a gun to my breast and called me a cat and threatened to shoot me was the same day the milkman died. He had been shot by one of the state hit squads, and I did not care about the shooting of this man. Others did care, though, and some were those who, in the parlance, knew me to see but not to speak to. And I was being talked about because there was a rumour started by them, or more likely by first brother-in-law, that I had been having an affair with this milkman, and that I was 18 and he was 41. I knew his age not because he got shot and it was given by the media, but because there had been talk before this, for months before the shooting, by these people of the rumour, that 41 and 18 was disgusting. The 23 years difference was disgusting. That he was married and not to be fooled by me, for there were plenty of quiet, unnoticeable people who took a bit of watching.
Milkman, written by Anna Burns and narrated by Brid Bren, is TB24450. The unnamed city closely resembles Belfast in the late 1970s, where Burns grew up. However, it could be any town riven by sectarian violence. It's a hair-trigger society where paranoia rules every aspect of daily life, right down to which brand of butter you buy. Individuality is suspect, speaking out against your elders and betters unwise, and questioning the prevailing orthodoxy is likely to put you beyond the pale and in the way of severe punishment. Against this background, 18-year-old middle sister has little hope of withstanding the unwanted approaches of Milkman, who's old enough to be her father. But although the subject matter is deadly serious, Milkman is also a darkly funny novel, full of gallows humour and characters with all too familiar foibles. Like all good satirists, Anna Burns, who prefers not to give interviews, holds a distorting mirror up to the darker side of human behaviour to mock and reform it. And so she raises her very individual voice against sectarianism the world over.